the traffic at your position brought in this offseason?
I actually thought it was some good additions. I looked at it as, they're trying to help the team, and I think, those guys they brought in, I think they definitely can help the team, It brings a lot of competition to the position, but overall, whatever the best combination of guys to help the team, that's what I'm with.
What have they told you, because you played pretty well at the end of last year, what have they told you about where you fit in?
I hadn't really talked to them about it. My approach is going to be the same no matter what. I'm going to go out and work the hardest I can work, and do whatever it is that I have to do. And, hopefully it'll be something good, from on the team, period, it'll be good. In my eyes, I just want the best combination of guys that gives us the best chance to win.
Obviously, DJ moving to the weak side, that's kind of your position that would make it tough for you to break in there. Mm-hmm. Where would you say your next best position is?
I could play any of them. I feel like if I'm on the field, I feel like I can bring something to the game. It's just a matter of, what combination of coaches feel best fit. I know they moved DJ over to the wheel linebacker spot, and he's a great player, a lot of upside. So, it'd just be a battle, man. Like I said, I could play all of them. I just get some work at each and every one of them and just kind of look at all of them and just see where I fit in.
How much did you play middle and strong last year?
It kind of flip-flopped. A lot of the strong side came during the nickel packages, but as far as middle, I played a little bit of middle in Kansas City game, and I felt pretty good out there in all of the positions. I just have to keep going and do the best I can do.
Well, Jim, we were just talking about all the turnovers. Is it weird as you get to know all the new guys? It's almost like being on a new team.
Yeah, it is, but a lot of the guys I've already known. Nico, he played with a couple of my good buddies at Seattle. And Boss Bailey, I've known him, an SEC guy from Georgia. So, a lot of the guys on the team that are new, we've played against them, and do know of them. So, and that's a good thing. That means that, they'll help the team. Essentially that's what you want, guys that come in and help the team and just help us get back on track with winning, man. That's the only goal we have is to win.
You mentioned Nico, and I think that's the big question mark we all have. I judge here, but we're wondering what kind of player he is, how good a player he is. Do you get a sense of anything like that?
No, that was a great decision, actually. You got a guy that can definitely, he's been backing up, two, three-time Pro Bowler for a little bit of his career. And, he's always been a guy that could play, a guy that was consistent whenever he got an opportunity to play. Special teams-wise, he's always been like a top guy. In the league, as far as special teams. It's a no-lose situation with him. He's a great guy in the locker room, works hard, and I think he'll bring a lot of competition to that spot.
Position-wise, notwithstanding, what's it like having Coach Slow here as opposed to Bates? It's a little bit of a different mentality, I assume.
We hadn't really got a chance to really, we've known him from last year, obviously, but, we hadn't got a real good feel for, how he is as a coordinator and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure he'll do a great job. He was real active with us last year and just a good guy. A lot of guys like him, so, I think the guys will work hard for him, and, I think the schemes that he'll bring, we'll get in and we'll bite on them and we'll make it happen.
So do you know where you're going to start? Do you think you'll start at week or – where would be your preference?
Just any of them, it doesn't matter to me. I've been prepared to try and play all of them, and that's how I study it and approach it, especially this time in my career. I feel like I should be able to know all of them in case somebody goes down. I want to be able to be in there if I'm not in there, right. But it doesn't matter, man. As long as I get an opportunity to compete, man, I'm happy.
Okay.